before we get into it, I guess, like, how are you doing? How you been? How was your week?
My week was cool. So today was my first day back in the office.
Oh, no.
I know. It felt really weird. And they implemented, like, this whole social... Not, it wasn't a gathering, but they tried to set up, like, little... activities for people to do. They'll send you like a person's name and introduce yourself. And I'm like
I don't like y'all that much.
It's bad enough that we're here, one, but now you want me to go mingle with like a new stranger that I don't know anything about. I just wasn't feeling the vibe at all.
Yeah.
But I went to this work.
Yeah, man. Working from home is great. Right now, we still have it where at least our job is rotational. So 1 week in, 1 week out. Still going to be campaigning for that even when shit gets back to normal. And the reason for that is because since our team, they work better divided. We're right now the only team in the office. My issue is if, like, say if our entire team is in and then somehow we just get sick or somebody ends up catching COVID, the entire team has to quarantine. So then no work gets done. So it's better to have a team and team B. So I've personally enjoyed that. I've had a few other friends like you who return back to the office and they don't know what the fuck to do. They're like, yo, like, this shit is weird. Like getting dressed, wearing clothes. Like it's weird to actually see people. I catch the train into the office and it's weird seeing people unhappy this morning. They're like, fuck, we're back at this shit. Like, why are we here? Like, we shouldn't have to be here.
That was me this morning.
There's nothing positive about waking up in the morning and, like, getting dressed to go to a place that you already hate, but they pay you, but they can also pay you to do the same shit from home. And they know that. That's what's, it's like, why are we doing this? What?
Right. That's my whole point. Like, we've already proven that the work can be done. So technically, what is the purpose? And so I work for a nonprofit, and so every center has a different executive director, and they are the ones that make the sole decisions for their group. And my supervisor is more so like, you know, even though they're saying it's mandatory to at least do 3 days a week, I kind of feel like if the work is getting done, it's fine. Because we had one coworker that she just seemed very uncomfortable today. And then she finally just was like, I think I'm going to finish the day at home or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to understand because it's not like we're completely in the clear. We have all of these new variants popping up every other month or whatever. And it's an uncomfortable situation to be in. Whether you're vaccinated or not, you know?
Yeah. Like you said, we're not even in the home stretch. I don't understand why people are attempting to get... And then, like, right after, like, a four-day weekend, like, are you not expecting to see spikes? Are you not expecting people to... And then it's getting, like, cold outside, too. Like, this whole weekend, it wasn't, like, the warmest weekend ever. So it's like you already got people with allergies and shit like that. It's not even COVID-related. Now they got to go back into the office with the sniffles and shit. You're like, yo, I didn't have to deal with this. Like, I'm okay just going back home. Whenever they do our bonuses and raises this year, I'm like, yo, how about y'all keep the bonus and just allow me to work from home, like, full time? And the reason for that is because the little, like, the $1,500 or something like that, like, that's dope to have, and I do appreciate it. But I can save the company so much more money just working from home and getting three times the amount of work. And I looked at my productivity when I'm at home versus in the office today, in the office this week, and I hated being there. Like, 9 o'clock to like 11:30 went by so quick because I procrastinated and bullshitted the entire fucking day. So I was like, oh, damn, it's lunch. Like, it's different when you know for a fact, like, you want to get other shit done in your house, so you make sure you get all your work done versus being in the office. And you're like, you know what? I might as well just work, right? But the thing is, you don't want to. And for us, I guess, like, working at law, we do so much work so fast that now we actually have to slow down because we've caught up to the point where we don't want to make it look like we're done with our work, but at the same time, we also don't want. Yeah. And it just works that way. It's like, we don't really want to do all this work. It's okay to just let us be at home. And that's what I want, Pris. What's up, Pris?
Hey, sorry, my connection is kind of bad, but I'm here.
No problem.
Can y'all hear me?
Shay, this is Chris. Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you. Shay, this is Chris. Chris, this is Shay. And
hi, Chris.
Hey, Shay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
So what's going on?
We were basically, Shay was basically in how she just returned into the office for the first time in like over a year. And she don't know what to do with herself.
How is it? Is it like y'all fully there? Like everybody on staff is there? Or are y'all doing like a rotating schedule?
No, everybody on staff was supposed to be there. Of course, a lot of people use their common sense and were like, I'm not going in there while everyone else is there. That's ridiculous. So it kind of worked out really well where it wasn't too overwhelming for the first day. But tomorrow they have like the CEO coming and they're going to have like, they want to have coffee and bagels with everybody.
Oh.
It's going to be very awkward. Because
I'm going to say, it sounds pretty like too soon.
Sounds like a COVID auction. Who wants it?
You know, like having like a box lunch and you like
go back to your desk. Right.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're back in the office now. How about we all co-mingle, even though we're supposed to be social distancing? Like, you defeat the purpose of why we're here.
And it's like, why did you drag us in here in the first place? And the first, I already know, the first case of COVID in the office is going to cause like a complete meltdown. Everyone's going to be like so negative about coming in. I wish that they would have chosen to do like some type of hybrid schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it works out, you know. They wanted
I feel like all these offices rushing to get back by November, December, I feel like they're gonna be shutting down again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Greg,
all these different variants
are coming.
And stuff.
Well, I don't know what Q is at. I'm going to do the introduction. We're going to get straight to this because I know people, they see the title. The title is Certified Lover Boy Album Recap. We're going to do it a little bit differently. You know how we do Dope and Nope, right? So we're going to do a little bit of Dope and Nope, but we're going to do a versus of the Donda and the Certified Lover Boy. And obviously, if we say it's Dope and Nope, it goes into the Hall of Fame. If we say or, that means it can't. If we say it's Nope, then it can't. But we all collectively have to agree that it's dope. That's just usually how it works. But anybody who's listening, you're listening to the Young Black and Bothered podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg, and I'm joined by none other than my co-host.
Hey, it's your girl, Chris Cash. I'm back.
Shay two times in the building.
See, look at that. Like, it's all cohesive. I love this. I love this.
Before we get into the dope or nope, I just want to say, with the Certified Lover Boy, I heard a lot of people saying off books that it was trash, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like it's just one of those albums that you got to listen to more than one time.
Yeah.
Because I've been listening to it like on repeat. And now I'm just like, damn, this shit hit heavy.
Yes. Like, for me, the
first time I listened, I was like, yo, this is all right. But now when I listen, I feel like that joint's speaking to my soul. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to, I had to talk
with Donda.
The tone.
People said Donda was trash, and I had to listen to that a couple times. I'm like, hold up. This joint grows on you.
Okay. I guess, like, Shay, how do you feel about it before I actually give my little take on it?
So I kind of felt the same way. The first time I listened to it, I was like, this isn't his best, but he has some bangers on here as far as COB goes. And I mentioned on the last show that we did, I didn't even give Donda a chance because I don't support Kanye in any kind of way.
Which is understandable because Kanye, I mean, and it's kind of sad because, you know, he's such a great producer of music, but it's like, we can't just negate everything you've done in the past year.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Kanye. But I also think he's just a little bit crazy. Like, and how do you feel crazy?
Agreed. So. I want to know, how do people decide with this whole cancel culture thing of what is worthy of a cancellation? Like, because if that's the case, Kanye should have been canceled, but people support him, like, to the fullest.
Yeah.
No matter what he says, no matter what he does, and no matter how much he downs Black people, people just, they love him.
Yeah.
I can't give him my money.
Yeah. I tried with Kanye. I've already been done with him. I wish him all the best. When it comes to Donda, the fact that I'd already heard it 3 times and it was already trash, and this is my personal opinion. Yeah, now, mind you, think about it. We heard it 3 times already, and that was live.
You see,
and
I didn't listen to those times. I was like, yo, I'm not listening to this shit.
That's the thing. The first time it came on that first live concert, I said the same thing. I was like, I ain't listening to this shit. But then it was certain songs he would play. I was like, okay, I get this. I get where he's going with it. And it's ingenious. Imagine selling out a concert to an album that ain't came out yet. Like, that is some ingenious shit.
But it wasn't a concert, though. He was just walking around.
Yeah, but that's the thing. For Kanye...
He was just walking around.
But that's the thing. For Kanye, that's a concert. Like, if you went to the Yeezus tour, like, that's him.
Did he,
Kanye
levitated into the crowd?
Yeah. And for me, just listening to that entire, like, project, like, ironically, just, like, I listened through Apple Music and Tidal. Because, Tidal has, like, the hi-fi, like, the master sound and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Without saying it was bad, it was garbage. And the reason I say that is because Kanye's last 3 projects weren't good, including this one. And no matter how many times I try to say the idea of, oh, well, it'll grow on me, it can't. The reason why
it
can't grow on me.
Rap gospel. Did you feel like it was a gospel album?
Yeah. Yeah. And that was my issue with it. Like, it felt like rap, like really rappy, like gossip, like gospel-y. But for me,
he wanted to battle rap too. He was also talking trash. That's what's.
Yeah.
How you going to talk trash and the next song's about Jesus?
And that's my issue with Kanye, though.
That's where his mind is, literally.
Exactly. He was just hopping from... But then he talked about it's like he was getting cheated on. I don't know. Like, the album was very chaotic, I felt like. Donda.
And that was my issue. I'm going to play it before I get into it. I'm going to just play this message by Storm Ready.
Going on, peace and blessings. They do this. They have you come in because I work in the government. And they got them people coming. Them people definitely don't want to be there. They doing it to show the fact that they can make you do whatever they want to do. That's the bottom line. It's a power trip. Why bring people in? Just like this whole schooling. Or, they making the kids go to school. But yet, like, I already heard stories and I saw in the news that the kids is catching COVID, catching flu, and one of my boys said his daughter been sick. I mean, have not been sick through this whole situation. Then she come on with a fever 2 days in. Come on, man. So it's the same thing as far as the workers. And another thing they say to the workers, if the kids going back to the school, then you got to come in. Because the excuse was at first, well, who going to babysit my kids? So it all goes together, like one and one. You know what I mean? But y'all be easy. I'm listening.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, Storm Ready, I love the fact you had the Where the Cash At instrumental in the background.
Forever classic.
Like it just made his words just have a little bit more impact.
Fact.
I agree, though, especially with the children. I was listening to this doctor on, like, a podcast, and he was talking about how, like, schools and children are like the germiest. The germiest place. Kids are like the germiest people, and they breed germs. And then
they literally break their hands and touch everything,
right?
Like, gross.
And they're like, and so that's going to be like a hub for virus spread. Is basically what they
already said. Like, the children's hospitals, ICUs have been, like, filling up because COVID's attacking kids now.
The new variant.
But I felt like it already was, but we just, you know, since it was taking off the old people left and right, that's what we focused on. But the virus has been, kids been catching it since day one.
Yeah, people just need to take it more serious.
I just pray y'all wash our hands.
You know, it's weird.
Try to get through this.
I've always been one of those people that like kept Lysol wipes, kept Lysol spray. I kept hand sanitizer at my desk before the pandemic even came about. Like, this is just, these are mannerisms that people should adopt in life, period. Like, whether we're going through something like this or not. Because if you're already, if you're ready, then you don't have to get ready, basically. Like, now they're all like, did you guys hear about how there's another toilet paper shortage going on? And I'm sure it's going to happen with, like, the Lysol wipes and cleaners again, because people, you know, it's the flu season is coming about and people are going to want to stock up again. Yep. And it's like, if you've already prepared yourself and you were already living that way, then you wouldn't have to go out and, like, bulk buy every damn thing on the show.
Exactly. Now, you know, there's that that Facebook group that it's like the DMV, like, you know, the hoarders. I call them that because they were literally buying every fucking thing last year to the point where you couldn't find things. People were traveling to like Baltimore and Delaware in order to get Lysol wipes and the Lysol spray and shit like that. It's like, yo, like, y'all going a little bit too hard. And one girl that was in there, she was like, she had so much that she was taking it to church. And I appreciate that. And I'm all for it, but my issue is there were actual people who actually needed it then. Now that you've kind of like overstocked, now all of a sudden you want to send it back to people. Like, no, you're not really being helpful. So it's like, leave some on the shelves for some people. But boy, this time last year, man, you could not go into a store and find Lysol wipes. This time last year, I was going into Target. It would open at like 8 a.m. I was like parked at like 7:30. Ready to walk into a Target to hopefully get some wipes, hopefully getting like hand soap. Now there's so many brands of different things that actually just will give it to you. They're like, yo, like, take this hand sanitizer, please. Like, it's been on the shelf for a year. Take this shit. I bought a big like tub of that shit for my car. And I was like, yo, like, will I ever need this much hand sanitizer? And I didn't realize how much I use it. Like, every time I go to like the grocery store, if I go get out of the car at work or something like that, I put hand sanitizer on, mainly because like I've become a germaphobe as a result of this whole shit. So, yeah, I'd rather just be safe. So hopefully everybody else is being safe too, because shit is real out here. But I guess hold on, before we go into the whole Dope and Dope thing, because this is probably going to be a short show, let's just do a quick first 48. So we'll do two of them just to get rid of them. Let's see. What's the first one? Okay. The first 48 article of the week. Girlfriend calls her police. I'm sorry. She calls the police to turn in her boyfriend for reward money while together with him in a stolen car.
DC.
That's funny. I was going to say Atlanta, Georgia. That sounds like some Atlanta shit.
Yep.
Well, Jack and Sam district.
This happened in Nashville, Tennessee. So it says the girlfriend of a man accused of stealing a rental car from the Nashville airport called police to turn him in for the reward money while allegedly riding in the same stolen car that they had just, you know, procured. Says that according to the affidavit, the theft originally took place in July when Chance Monaghan jumped the counter of a rental car facility at the airport, grabbed the keys, and then fled in a 2017 Dodge Challenger. Guess the race. He's definitely black. Definitely black. All right, let's see. What's the next one? Where's the article at? Okay, here we go. Since we have light COVID news, we'll just talk about this one. Woman was charged for using fake COVID-19 vaccine cards to bypass state's mandatory quarantine. She is being held on $2,000 bail. So, 24-year-old woman is behind bars accused of using a fake vaccination card to bypass the state's mandatory quarantine. The state attorney's general office says that the officers arrested Chloe Moserock on Sunday at the airport. Her COVID-19 vaccination card read Moderna instead of Moderna. So she spelled Moderna M-A-D-E-R-N-A instead of M-O-D-E-R-N-A.
It was so ugly.
Yo, what are we doing?
Moderna. That's what...
sounds like a Floridian. I feel like I read it, but then I don't even remember where they said she was from. But they tend to be a little slow like that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it was Florida too.
Okay.
This did not happen in Florida. It happened in Chicago, Illinois.
What?
Oh, dang. Not the shy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were trying to go
Canada,
right? Or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was her race, though?
She was white.
She was white.
She was definitely white.
You call it white trash? That's how she looked.
No. All right,
she looked like she spelled it like Moderna.
So let's get right into it. You know, basically the people who are listening, y'all are listening for the Certified Lover Boy album recap. So, I already said we're going to do, like, the little Dope and Up segment of it, but do y'all have, like, any, like, hot takes of this album? Do y'all have any, like, favorite songs of y'all's? Or, like, how did y'all feel about it?
Oh, yes. So, my favorite in this order, In Too Deep, is number one. That joint is Flames with Future, featuring Future. And then next, I'm going to say Yeba's Heartbreak. That white girl got soul. And I've been listening to her music because of that. And I also like the, what's it, 7 a.m., whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going in on that one. Yeah. And the I'm Too Sexy. I feel like even though that's the male anthem of the summer, it should have came out in summer. Yeah. But I guess they didn't want people to be too sexy. You know, we still in the pandemic. But I'm Too Sexy is the male anthem, but I fucked with it for myself. And I feel like they did Masego dirty on track one. They talk about some Masego, you want certified lover boy. They got his sample distorted.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was not a fan of that shit at all. But
I said, how y'all gonna do my man? Like, I mean, he was happy about it, I guess. But
yeah,
they really disturbed. You ain't get a Yeba's Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
She got a whole track. But I guess because he wanted to put on for Memphis. Oh, and I was glad with the knife stick.
Knife Talk.
Knife Talk. Yeah.
Knife Talk. Yeah. With my man Project Pat, you know, basically my favorite group. Yeah. So it was good to see my man Pat on the track because he hasn't been around. Yeah. And I like how 21 did the Project Pat flow. That joint was hot.
Yeah. What about you, Shay? What were some of your favorite joints?
So, for me, I definitely liked I Miss You Too with Kid Cudi, just because I miss Kid Cudi. Mm-hmm. I was a really good Kid Cudi fan at one point in my life. I also like Fountains with Tim's on it. Knife Talk, I've been replaying that, like, back to back to back, like, just on repeat. Way Too Sexy, of course, because that's about to be a new, like, club banger. Like, everyone's going to be playing that. I went to a hookah bar recently and they were like running that back 2 and 3 times so in one night, so that was to be expected. I did like, and I think I posted this, I did like In Too Deep as well, but I mainly liked it because of the UGK sample in the beginning from Get Throat.
Yeah,
that was lit for me. No friends in the industry because it's just relatable for me.
No friends.
Yeah.
And then I really fucked with TSU as well. So I liked a lot of it.
Yeah. Same here. I'll have to say, first, before I even give my picks, this album is what Views should have been.
Right. Views was trash. I hated Views. Now,
here's the thing. I like Views looking back at it, knowing the circumstance, like the Rihanna breakup and all that other stuff. I get that. But Certified Lover Boy is honestly, it felt like everything that everybody wanted. Like, for the guys who were like, you know what? I'm tired of Drake singing. I'm like, yo, every dude that I heard say that shit over the past week, all they listen to is like Drake singing shit. What was the joint that used to call me on my cell phone? Like, there were niggas just literally just walking around with their finger like as a phone doing that little stupid ass dance.
Oh, I'm like,
I was like, y'all were dancing to Hotline Bling in the hookah lounge and the bars and shit like that. But all of a sudden, y'all don't like sing songy Drake. Like, y'all complain when he rap, y'all complain when he sing. But either way, he's giving everybody what they want. So if you wanted like Take Care Drake, you got that. If you wanted like Views Drake, you got that. If you wanted Dark Tapes Drake, you got that. He addressed all the things he was supposed to address, like Pusha T, the whole Kanye situation and shit like that, which I appreciate. I feel like he went a little bit overboard towards the end. It's like, bro, like, it just feel like you're talking about Kanye a little bit too much, but you're throwing like subliminal jabs at like him talking about Kim and shit like that. It just reminded me of a place where it's like, yo, like, why are we doing it? And towards the tail end of the project, like right when we got to like You Only Live Twice, I was like, okay, they could have stopped right here. That could have been a bonus track. We don't need the other three. We don't need I'm I Too. We don't need fucking Fans. We didn't need the Remorse. But I understand what he was doing. He was like, all right, like, I have to give a cohesive project, because right now everybody swears that a good album is only like 7 or 8 songs. To me, that's still always and forever going to be an EP. When I come for an album, especially from one of, you know, a top artist, I don't want you giving me fluff, but I also don't want you giving me bullshit. Like,
I'll throw some Chris Brown joint.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Chris Brown's joint. And, you know, I love that fucking album. All 47 songs. Did it need to be 47? No. Was like 28 of them fire? Absolutely. And
I agree.
Billboard knows that shit. But that, to me, it's indicative of the fact that when you can do that shit, do it. Nobody complained to Jay-Z for The Gift and the Curse. Nobody complained to, you know, like Tupac for dropping an album like every 6 months or something like that. Like, it's certain things. It's like, yo, like, if it's good, you can't complain about the length, because you could always be listening to Donda. You could be listening to God is King. And honestly, like, you could be listening to a lot of the shit that's out here and it's just mumble rap for 8 or 9 songs and they call it a project. It can't be a project if, honestly, I can't get from point A to point B and ride to it. By the time we're on track 4, I'm already at work. How the fuck? Like, this is weird. Like, I can't do anything with that. I can't vibe with it. So that, to me, is forever going to be an EP type of situation. Now, here's where I kind of piss people off. Let me go ahead and just pause really quick. The songs that I like, obviously No Friends, like that one. 7 a.m., I really like that. Race My Mind, I feel like that has to be the next single, because he came hard with the Future joint and now he has to give like the women what they want, but also something that's kind of like a vibe. And Race My Mind is that. You Only Live Twice, I would love to see a music video for that, because of the whole Wayne and Rick Ross, like the beef and then like the making up and then not speaking to each other and shit like that. To have both of them on a track and it sonically just sounds good. The Lighter Flick, the Maybach Music shit. It's like, yo, I didn't think I was going to get that. And it sounded good. In Too Deep with Future, I like that shit. Even though I have to admit, both of these songs felt like they belonged on What a Time to Be Alive. I think that's why I don't like them as much as I should. Especially the Way Too Sexy. Like, I fuck with the song, but it felt like that should have came out in like 2018. But It was kind of whack. It was coming out now. Yeah, but the thing is, like, sometimes, like, you know, with Drake, he can put out something and it could have came out 4 or 5 years ago and it's just fire. It could have been like a snippet that you heard on Instagram stories or something and it just sounds good.
I was going to ask you that, Greg. I was going to ask, do you think that this was something they may have prepared for that project they did together and they just didn't release, like, he didn't make the cut?
Yeah.
Because that's the vibe that it is.
Yeah. Well, you gotta finish like, saying that.
They might have did this before quarantine, and they just now was like, yo, let's put it out now. But it might have been for 2020, you know. 2020 was supposed to be that year, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, Drake was talking about Certified Lover Boy in 2019. Mm-hmm. And that was when No Guidance first came out. And that was supposed to be like the leading single on both Chris's and his joints. So I was like, okay, like Certified Lover Boy is going to run in towards the end of the run of No Guidance. They didn't just expect that shit to take off. And they were still playing that song from 2019 to 2020. And Drake, obviously, he knew that the pandemic, he was supposed to drop that project then. And he's like, no, like, I'm not going to drop without a tour, without a project and stuff like that. Like, right now, I don't think people are really hurting for a Drake concert because, like, he's already a big enough draw that the music itself, you're going to hear it at a hookah bar. You're going to hear it at a club. Right. You don't need to go to a Drake concert for that. Now, I will say, like, comparatively to, like, a Beyonce or something like that, you're going to want that tour. You're going to want a Beyonce tour. You can't. Yeah. But a Drake, it's like, you're going to be fine without a Drake concert. It's the same thing with, like, a Kendrick. Kendrick going to put out good music that you don't need to go and see that shit live because if you've seen it once, you've already seen it enough. It's like, it's an experience.
Ooh, I want a Drake concert, though. I'm ready for it.
Drake concerts be fire. His concerts be fire.
That Future one he did, what was that? Summer 16?
Yeah.
That's the last one. Damn.
Yeah.
No, the last one he had was that the last one? No, the one with the Migos was the last
that was,
one.
Yeah, Migos was the last one he had. So it was
him, and I Migos, think that was 2018, and, right?
Yeah. What was that? Migos? Wait, what was that?
Yeah, it was the Drake and Migos tour. What did they call it? It was an actual tour name.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
They came to DC?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went to go see them at the Verizon Center. What was the name of that tour? Oh, it was called Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
now that was fire. Mind you, I wasn't expecting to be that good, but it was actually pretty dope. I just wish they would have had somebody else, like, kind of like the undercard of it, because the DC one, I think it just had Drake and it had Migos. I don't think they had anybody else on that tour with them. But Migos went on for a good, like, hour and a half set, and I wasn't expecting that, but it was actually pretty good. Anyway, hold on, we got a voicemail. Let's see what they got to say.
Wait, all I want to know is, who did Drake do Voodoo on? Because in that song, I think it's the one with 21 Savage, Knife Talk, he says that he did voodoo to somebody while he flew to Turks or some shit like that. What's up with that? Drake's stupid for that.
Hey, honestly, like, I don't put it past no artist. Let me see what else he got.
Now I see what this man is sad because he's playing with the voodoo and shit. Now I see why he's always sad.
First of all, y'all need to stop giving voodoo a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not bad.
At all.
I'm not saying I'm up here doing voodoo, but don't let the white man preach y'all into believing that shit. Ain't nobody on Mama Odoo or whatever. What's that, the Shadow Man? That's not real. Ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah. So, I guess all three of us, we've given out, like, our takes of the songs that we like. So, without cheating, what we're going to do is we're going to do a versus of the, like, the Dope and Nope. So, basically, I'll play two songs. So, we'll play a Drake one and we'll play a Kanye one. But it has to be the same number track. And you guys can't cheat. You can't pick you only get to pick the number. So let's start. Let me see. How many songs does Donda have? Like 28, I think. Let me see.
I think it's
23,
right?
Donda has 27. All right. So what we'll do is we'll cap it at 21. So both of them have 21. So let's start with Shay. So Shay, we're going to pick a number between 1 and 21.
12.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play Donda first, and we're going to play Certified Lover Boy. We'll play like 30 or 40 seconds of each, and we'll do 5 songs, and y'all get to vote which one is dope, you know, or not compared to the other one, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So here is Remote Control.
Please don't ask again who's up in the fan. They my only fan. I was in my hovercraft, had another laugh. How you roll with them when you know I'm him? Got it on remote control. Got it on remote control. Got it on remote control. Like a CEO, I thought you should know. On my Instagram, it get out of hand. Why you so mad? He got it on remote control, like a CEO.
Okay, that was Remote Control by Kanye. That's 12. So we got to go into Certified Lover Boy. Track number 12 is No Friends in This Industry.
No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding me, a fact. Well, yeah, you heard about me. Y'all don't know me more than that. Yeah, I know I. Hey, hey, yeah. No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding me, a fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry. I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Niggas love to start a beat, don't want to keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back. See, I was young angel, but these niggas turn me evil. Yeah, I know you, but you really ain't my people. Yeah, I heard some people say they know him as my equal. Truth be told, I son these niggas, God, I don't compete with them. Ask about the boy, and they gon' say he got the streets with him. Niggas so offensive, knowing they don't have no defense. Why they always act like we can face it with a meeting?
Okay, so that was No Friends in the Industry versus Kanye's Remote Control. In the form of Dope and Nope, which one is dope and which one is nope?
Drake's is dope and Kanye's is nope for me.
Agreed, same.
Okay. All right, Chris, it's up to you. So you get to pick a number between 1 and 21 that is not number 12.
4.
4, okay. So we'll go backwards since Drake won this round. It's in the Bible.
Okay, okay, okay. Counting on my body, damn the things you start to pop. Judge me how you judge me, take them bitches out of trap. Fuck 100 niggas, how them niggas love you now? You don't know love, you don't love me like my child. Lay your ass down and that liquor gets you fired up. Turn up every day, girl, it don't say that in the Bible. Can't give it up cause you love the lifestyle. Told the girls to meet at top. Now y'all doing shots, now them bitches got you fired up. Don't know who you talking about, I'll put that on the Bible. Turning up on me, don't make me turn it back around. And you know, think I'm Tiger Woods, the way I'm teed off the 17. And you know, popping some whatever jeans, forever green. And you know, told me a lot of things, but ain't say everything, but now I know.
Okay, so that was In the Bible by Drake. So now we're going to play track 4 from Donda, which is Off the Grid.
Yo. Boy.
What?
We off the grid, this for my kid.
For when my kids have kids. Everything we did for the crib. Everything we did, how we live. All this smoke got a scent. All that smoke, Kevin sent. Everything I spoke, what I meant. Never disguised my intent. Lies outside the event. Brought my life out the trench. God, thank God, look what he did. We off the grid.
We off the grid.
I'm off the grid. Got tattoos on my ribs. Tattoos on my ribs. I just tell them my kids. I'm in shape. I just do 20 county music. I'm in shape. I just bought me some brand new clothes. Dover Street Market. We just took a ride of shot.
Okay, so that was Off the Grid by Kanye versus Drake's In the Bible. Dope and Oak.
I don't want to seem like I'm being biased here, but that's just a given. But for me, Drake, of course, is dope. Kanye, no.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's not even on purpose.
Yeah. The Off the Grid one, the beat was good, but the moment that Giveon, like, he started rapping, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it sounded like... No, it's like, why can't we just stay on beat? It shouldn't be that hard. We give people so much hell for the fact that they can't stay on beat. They always saying Nas can't pick a good beat up until recently. So I'm trying to understand, like, why Kanye's music just sound, at least for Donda, it sounds like he recorded that shit in the hallway with really bad sound treatment.
Remember, he was in the basement of the Falcon Stadium.
Yeah, he should never do that again. Go back to Wyoming, because it literally sounds like the room is not treated.
The amount of money he spent to do that is what really threw me off. I'm like, bro, you spent so much money to do that. You paid people for verses. They still have to pay for those verses, even if they don't use them, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you paid for all of those verses, and you just blew a lot of money with this shit.
Exactly.
That tour is going to be so expensive. It's not even going to be worth it.
You want to know what's going to be so funny about it? Kanye ain't going to tour. He already did the tour. He already had three dates. The entire world saw it. 50 million people watched that shit on Apple Music. He's like, nah, I ain't got a tour. That's why you ain't heard a peep about Donda from him all week.
I know somebody who was at one of the Atlanta shows. And I was just like, you really paid for this shit?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think one of Q's lines, one of his line brothers, they did some shit like, I think he said, hey, he messaged Q. He was like, yeah, man, we were hungry and there was no food to eat. So I had to eat the chicken tenders. And then he showed us the price, $45 for four chicken tenders barbecue sauce. Yo, mm-mm. I don't like Kanye that much at all. Could not be.
I don't
boy.
Like anybody that much.
In that part.
So, all right, show you something. Okay.
I just feel like, yeah, between his clothing line, his shoes, nothing about that is like Black community cost friendly.
Exactly.
You're basically like, a lot of people sacrifice shit just to cop his stuff. And I think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Ridiculously overpriced. One of my friends got into a scuffle and like ripped a damn hole in his sneaker, his Kanye sneaker, the cloth ones. And that's a hurting feeling when you spend what, $600-$800 on a pair of shoes?
Right.
Yeah. It could not be me. But then again, I don't want to hate on Kanye too much. So Shay, it's on you. You gotta pick a number that is not 12 or 4.
I can't between pick 1 and 12. 21. Oh, we already did those numbers, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. 13. That's the lucky number.
13. Okay. So what was 13 for Donda? That was Moon. So Moon by Kanye, track number 13.
Here we go, strapping we up. Never forget all the memories. Sitting, I sit by my cup, thinking I should be a better me. Truly, I'm blessed from the start. So much to say in these melodies. Stare at the sky, the moon singing sweet.
Okay, that was Moon by Kanye West. And this is track number 13, which is Knife Talk by Drake, 21 Savage, and Project Pac.
I gotta feed the streets. My pistol gon' bleed the streets. Ski mask on my face. Sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this bitch. Drank surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God quicker. Stick off. AK-40 to your lip bar. Let the chopper bang on you like a blood or a cripper. Flip bar. So much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies. Off of dummies.
Yeah.
I miss the body catcher, slaughter gang, soul snatcher. Ain't no regular F-150, this a fucking rapper. Yeah. No capper, street nigga, not a rapper. Chopper hit him and he turned into a booty clapper. Smith and Wesson, a 4L gang reppin'. We done baptized more niggas than the damn reverend. Yeah. Kappa Alpha, me and my gang, we do all the steppin'. Who you checkin'? It's F-N, shoot East or Westin.
Yeah. I heard Poppy outside, and he got the double R, droppy outside. Check the weather, and it's getting real, I be outside. I'ma drop this shit and have these pussies dropping like some motherfucking type of nigga that can look me.
Do we need to vote?
You do. Let me just say, I know you guys have probably seen that Drake is holding the first 21 slot with Apple Music right now.
Exactly.
His whole entire album is taking up the damn charts.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, for me, it's Drake dope. Kanye knows.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I mean, you already know what I'm going. My project pack. That's project pack. All right.
Let's see what Uno Huncho got.
Drake ain't got nothing on Soulja Boy. That's a fact.
What? Drake?
Drake. Yo, wow, it, man. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Drake.
All right, Chris, it's on you.
Okay, let me do 10.
All right. All right, we'll start with... because we started with Kanye first the last time, so we gotta start with Drake this time for number 10, which is Pipe Down by Drake.
I'm working on dying.
Says you belong in the streets, but the streets belong to me. It's like home to me. It's like home to me. I tatted your passport up, now it's looking like a home sleep. Just know that was on me. And when you see Chanel, I wish that's how you saw me. That shit you tell Chanel, I wish that's how you called me. That raw shit, that honesty. Yeah. You know I love you more than all them niggas put together. And it's a lot of niggas, trust I put the list together. And it's a lot just to assume we're meant to be together. You gotta live that shit for real, you can't just say whatever. You can never tell nobody that you held me down. If it was ride or die, then you should have been there right now. So I don't care how you're yelling at me. How much I gotta spend for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down? All the things I've done up until right now. I need 1,000 pages just to write it down. Writing down these feelings, it's been overdue. Don't know how many pens it's gonna take to get over you. How much I gotta pen for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down?
Okay, now we got Drake. I'm sorry, we got Kanye's Believe What I Say.
Yo, my men and my women. Yo. My men and my weapon.
You need something unexpected. Some form of weapon. You ask him to feel protected. You still feel protected. Just one time for the wreck it. Just one time for the wreck it. Don't agree with the message. Don't agree with the methods. Don't let the lifestyle drag you down. Who knows when was the last time you found the love? One last spark to follow in my mind. One last spark to follow. Man, it's too early. What the hell you do waking me up at 5:30? Why the hell are you worried? Play something that is very, very vibe worthy. I don't want my mind alerting. People saying tweeting gonna make you die early. How about my heart hurting? Hold it on the side, that can make you die early. Only get your best attorney.
Okay, all right, Kanye. Okay, you got you one. That was Kanye's Believe What I Say versus Drake's Pipe Down. Dope and Nope.
Kanye, nope.
Well, I gave Kanye his first. That one was fire.
Yeah, I like Pipe Down. I really do. I love that song. But that Believe What I Say, it's not as good as Pipe Down. The Lauryn Hill feature was dope, though. Shout out to that. He knew what he was doing. I'm actually going to do a push. This is an or. This is an or for me because I can't pick between Drake or Kanye for track 10.
I feel like Pipe Down is what you listen to when you vibe it to yourself. But if I'm just like driving or out in the nice brunch or something, I want to hear the Lauryn Hill song.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
What you got, Shay?
I'm sticking to it.
Okay. She said, now we're going with Drizzy all the way, huh? All right. Let me see. Hold on. We got a voicemail.
Drake? Boy, you better go sit down somewhere. It's about Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy made his mark in the game, but come on now. He got Nathan on Drake.
All truths. Yeah. All truths. All right, Shay, it's on you for track number 5.
Okay, let's do track number 5.
All right, so Kanye's going up first. It's Hurricane.
See this in 3D. All lights out for me. All lights out for me. Lightning strikes the beach. 80 degrees. Warm it up for me. Finally free. Found the God of me. And I want you to see. I can walk on water. 1,000 miles from shore. I can float on the water. Father, won't be close. Don't let me down. I know you won't.
Yeah, walking on the beach, I threw my sins over the deep end. Sipping to my stomach, heard this morning I lost 3 friends. Early morning, brainstorming, normally I can't shape in. Sometimes I just want to restart it, but it all deepens. If I'm gonna be that same young hungry from West End, but my heart is frozen in the crazy part, I ain't got no pen. Maybe I can tell you, you came with sheepskin. Still remember when I just had 3 bands. Now I'm the one everyone call on, cause I got deep bands. Bro told me the way to beat the game is on the defense. And never face my name, so they might call me, but they gon' spit it. And I feel like you better off trying to call, I might not get the message. And she just tried to run off with my heart, but I blocked off the hits.
Oh, I know you won't. I know you won't. I know you won't.
Okay, that was Hurricane by Kanye. And now we got Love All by Drake and Jay.
Previously on Ready to Die.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care until it's RIP. Niggas turned it back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling else help me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Never had a lot, this is all I need. Lost individuals is all I see. Grab the top spotlight, part my reach. Woke up one day and it was all on me. If it comes down, it's gonna fall on me. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Long way down from the heights I'm chasing. Just touched down, I was lights out of Vegas. Girls checking in, cause my lifestyle dangerous. Hard to tell people that I'm all out of favors. Call me for songs or they call me for paper. Turning off my phone for the night now, baby. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Some of my niggas don't love me. You should sit down before shit turns ugly. You should sit down since you said things about me. Never had a lot, this is all I need.
Okay, so that was Love All by Drake versus Hurricane by Kanye and The Weeknd. Dope or nope?
Kanye.
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 Kanye. Chris go first.
Chris, like, man. Oh, I think she muted. Let me see. She got to unmute herself.
I don't know how to unmute. Hold on. Can y'all hear me?
We got it.
Okay. I'm going with the Drake on that one because, I mean, I don't really fuck with The Weeknd like that. I'm going to be honest.
No, I haven't fucked with Weeknd since he stopped doing coke. I know that's sad to say, but
oh man.
Like, and the reason for it is like, yo, like when you think of like, when I think of Weeknd, I think of like The Weeknd with him, with like Wiz Khalifa, that Remember Me joint. Like, that's probably one of my favorite like songs. And right. Now we get like this shit. And it's like, bro, why you whining every fucking song? Like, he was already whining before, but now it's like an extra level of whininess that it's not cohesive no more. It's like, like, take a snort, man. Just please take a snort.
Like, but, scram, get out of here.
Yeah, it just, like, he gotta go, man. What you got, Shay?
Even for me, Drake is dope and Kanye.
Yeah, I have to agree. Now, I have to play this verse, though, for this song. It is the rest of the song for Love All. And the reason why I want to play it is because I feel like everything that Drake has been wanting to say to Kanye, Jay said for him. So I'm going to play it.
R.I.P. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Niggas want to kill me and y'all still with them. Nigga, y'all chill with them. And y'all wonder why we not friends. Best thing I could do is not build with you. When I can destroy you, that takes some fucking discipline. I could send a team to come trail you. I got a billion or two, and I know where the fuck you live. Niggas gotta chill with talking gangster. You should just thank us. Humble yourselves a little bit. This ain't the same Sean that you knew once. I don't shine shoes, This ain't what you want, All that back and forth on the internet. Nigga, we don't tennis that. Y'all gotta do something. Only thing we expect now is violence. Anything besides this, we playing violence. I'm public enemy. Niggas want to kill me and y'all want me to be friendly. Niggas want sympathy after they want to end me. Be those closest to it, be the very ones to envy. Shout out to the family. I don't want no friends no more, not many understand me. Everybody wants something. You know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. With everybody, something. You know the price of everything, but the value.
Never had a lot, this is all I need.
Ayo. That's everything that he wanted to say to Kanye. Jesus Christ. That, like, now, it's just ironic. And, you know, I know we'll wrap it up soon. I just wanted to say this about the Donda album. Kanye did the most disrespectful shit. And I know he probably did it because he knew that Jay was going to be featured on that Drake album. Pulling Jay off of his album and putting DaBaby on his. That's the most disrespectful shit. I'm like, yo, like.
But I heard Jay-Z on the album.
No, but that's the thing. They took him off and put DaBaby on that album, on Donda.
But I'm saying, like, if you go listen to Donda right now on iTunes, I mean, on Apple, Jay-Z on there.
No, they took him off.
When did that happen?
This was like, let me just play it again just to be sure, because I want to make sure I fact check. So what I'll do is I'll go to the credits because I'm on Tidal. Let me just make sure what the credits say. Recording engineers, composers, producers, no. Lyricist doesn't say.
Because he was like Hova and Jesus, like something. Jesus. Like,
That verse was originally supposed to be on there, but we won't play it. Just a fact check.
Take where you are. Back. Single life ain't so bad. But will you be honest? Real. Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight?
God in my cell.
Oh, he's on it.
Yeah,
he's on it. Wow, they put him back on.
Double dip.
Wow.
That must have been an edit, huh?
In myself.
Yeah, huh?
Georgia, Jesus.
Sorry about that. Alcohol bottle fell. Anyway, so basically, when it came to this jail song, I'm not too sure about this song, mainly because the baby's version was actually better than Jay's compared to what I heard from.
But that's the, on the there too. That's on there too. It's jail part two and the baby on that one.
Wait, they really made a jail. Hold on. Wait, there it's is a jail fuck too. Man. Let me see this. Hold on.
Raised by the drug dealers, killers, and the junkies.
Nope. Nope. That's a nope. That's a fucking nope. That's an absolute fucking nope. What we don't do is that. Like, yeah, what the fuck are we doing here, man? Did. What are we doing? What, you know what? I'm done. Overall, let's rank both albums. We already ranked like five individual songs, but the one cohesive like album, Donda and, you know, Certified Lover Boy. On a scale of dope or nope, do you think that Certified Lover Boy is a dope or nope? And you can also give it like a one to five if you want to.
Dope. Question.
Yeah.
I even think Donda was dope. It's just not better than that. It's not better than the Certified Lover Boy. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
And the only people who say it's trash just don't really, I don't know. Y'all just some haters.
They don't like Drake's sound. People have to understand that you don't always have to like America's favorite stars. It's okay to be that person that's like, I don't really rock with their sound. Because we all have that artist that other people might stand for that we just don't see, we don't see it. So for me, I give Certified Lover Boy an 8. Of course, I think it's dope. I love the mix of singing and rapping in this one. For me, that is his vibe. I really don't care for when Drake tells his long ass stories in his songs, like Champagne Poetry. You keep that shit. I hate it.
Yeah.
He loves a story.
He loves a story, and sometimes it's just like, bro, you could have given me two other songs instead of giving me this. Like, what is this? So, you know, it has those things that aren't really hits, but I mean, come on, bro. Between the collabs, between the samples, like, he did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, I'm giving Donda, I guess, out of 1 out of 10, I'm going to give it a... I'll give it a 6. The reason why I'm giving it a 6 is because there's been like no like improvement in Kanye in years. We hype Kanye because, like, truth be told, the songs that he releases, like the teasers, are better than the actual cohesive track. And like even with like Jesus is King, you got Kids See Ghost. I remember when he went through that whole idea of he's going to drop a project, like it was like every day for like a week or some shit like that. And he did like the Teyana Taylor. He did
Good Music.
He did that.
Friday.
And all
Good
of
Fridays. Good Fridays.
Yeah. No, not Good Fridays. This is when he did the whole shit with like it was like either every week for a month he dropped a different project every Friday, and he had Teyana Trump one week.
Yeah, that was Good Friday.
That was it. That shit was garbage.
I liked it.
Here's the thing, the Kids See Ghost thing, it was like, all right, and what it was like, each one of them had 7 songs. I was like, okay, you ruined Nas, cool. Pusha T's joint was okay, but it was like, it outside, when you think of like Pusha T's like 7 album project, it was like, okay, cool. But if it wasn't for the Drake disses and shit like that, like, it's absolutely forgettable, like a lot of Pusha T's shit. Then Teyana Taylor had the best project of all, and he completely tanked that one because he did no promo for it, and it was the best one out of all of them. And then he came out with the, what was that right before? The Ye album, which had such classics like I Thought About Killing You, Yikes, and Violent Crimes.
Wait, who did he think about killing?
that was the, let's just go ahead and let here.
Hey, wow, Kanye, wow, nigga.
I know it. Most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest. Today I seriously thought about killing you.
That is 25 seconds into a song. Now,
today I thought about killing you. Nah, yo, bro.
Like, this is Kanye. This is our favorite person, man. This is the person we hoping for the best for. But homeboy, he's on a slippery slope, and that shit is going okay, all downhill.
Right.
He's not
the best way to describe it. Definitely a slippery slope. And it's so sad to see because who he was, what he stood for, and where he's come from, he was destined to be like a great. And yeah. Some people may still feel like he's on that path, but I really don't see it.
Yeah.
I really don't see it.
I think like people connect to him the way that we connect to Jordan when it comes to basketball. Like even though people won't say that he's like the older generation, they love him because of the legacy that Jordan holds. And the same thing with rap. People hold on to Kanye for like College Dropout and Late Registration and like Watch the Thrones and the Good Fridays, Graduation, 808s, and you know, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That's what we like from Kanye. So we're always like, yo, like we can't wait to get that Kanye back. And the fucked up part about it is he been gone since 2016, and it's okay to just be like, you know what, let him go. You know what happened in 2016? The Life of Pablo. That was a great project from Kanye while he was on his meds. You know what also happened in 2016? He also endorsed Trump. You know what happened in 2017? He did the whole interview with TMZ saying that slavery was a choice. And it's been downhill ever since. I can't campaign for him. And, you know, I don't want to make this a competition. You know how, like, the 50 Cent and the Kanye thing, like, went? It looks a little bit similar. Because, like, 50, after that battle with Kanye and he lost, he started putting out garbage. And not only was he putting out garbage, he was doing all types of shit that just didn't matter. And Kanye does that shit. Kanye has done a lot of shit that just don't matter. He put out a gospel album. And then, you know, him being Kanye, you know, multi-billionaire Kanye, after being bankrupt for what, like 4 years, all of a sudden, you know, he signs up with Kim's like business or whatever. He's a billionaire again. What does he do? Jesus is King. But then he doesn't pay the fucking choir.
Yeah.
Then you drop this shit.
Wait, man, he didn't pay the choir?
No.
He didn't pay them. Mental abuse that a lot of them endured from him during the whole process, like when they were coming forward about him having rules and regulations as far as like the choir members could not have sex while they were participating. Another one was like their personal appearance outside of what was going on with him, like their work with him. He just was like, he wanted to control their lives, basically.
Like a cult
type shit. Yeah.
Yep.
He's being sued by some of them, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
He says, and I quote, "There were times where I was asking people not to have premarital sex while they were working on the album, West Told Low. There were times where I went to people that were working on other projects and said, can you just work and focus on this? I thought if we could all focus and fast, families who pray together, stay together." This is the same nigga who literally charged people $350 for a vest that said Donda. This is the same dude who set himself on fire and burnt his childhood, like, remake of his childhood home on fire. This is the same dude. This is the same dude. The album after Jesus is King does a fucking album in memoriam to his mother, rest in peace to Donda West, makes the album cover instead of a picture of her like the original artwork was supposed to be, just a black wallpaper.
Yeah, after setting himself on fire. What was the original cover?
It was her face.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't have.
And I think that him and Kim Kardashian's divorce was fake.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just him. And
something's wrong with her, too, to even want to still be with him.
Well, that's the thing. And I think she just likes
to be his person, like the one that he depends on.
Without sounding too disrespectful about it, I'll just say this. The relevancy for them, it tapers off if there's no controversy or drama. And that's talking about the entire family. And it usually goes in a cycle. So the cycle went like this recently. I think the whole Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian thing came out or whatever. Like, you know, like they're together and they're working on like their like relationship, being with the baby and all that other stuff. Cool. They're getting their shit together. Then you had Kris Jenner talking about she's getting married. So we're like, okay, like, you know, the show's over
she's
now.
They have to, the black dude?
Yeah, she's finally marrying homeboy. So like you got him, that.
So I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, but the thing is, they all have to be relevant. And the way that they keep themselves relevant is honestly doing tactics like this. So then you had Kylie Jenner. She's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just have baby number two. Yeah, it's like, sure. Then...
And we'll actually the older see her sister. Pregnant this time.
Yeah. You had the other one, the older one, the one that was married to Scott. Like, Scott out there dating
Barker.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she dating Travis Barker. He's dating 18-year-olds.
What about Kendall? What is she doing?
Kendall, she's still dating Devin Booker. But remember, she was just in the news, what, last week? Because she went to Devin Booker's. Mute yourself. But. She went to Devin Booker's family's house, and when she went there, she wore like an outfit and she looked like she didn't want to be touched and shit. So there's that. It's like, oh, like, what the fuck is going on? Caitlyn Jenner, she's pretty much just in the tabloids for saying all negative shit towards her gender and the LGBTQ community. So
apparently,
like,
she's supposed to be running for office or something right now.
Yo,
but CNN just gave her like a whole interview. But the thing is about that, she's only making 1% of the polls. Why are you interviewing someone that is only 1% of the poll?
Exactly.
They want to make these people relevant. Nobody really cares.
Yeah. And then finally, you have Kanye. Now, I'll say this, and I'm hoping I'm wrong about it. Like, the way it makes it seem is either Drake fucked Kim or had some type of relationship with Kim. Kanye don't like that shit. The issue for me stems is this. Why is your vitriol all like, why is it just like misguided at Drake for sleeping with her? Like, she hasn't slept with half of the niggas that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the game made
it. But that's his
known.
Main competition, though.
But that's the thing.
Different.
But the thing is, how is it your competition when your biggest songs come off the backs of, like, you know, working with Drake or, you know, being associated with Drake? He ain't got a big hit with Pusha T. Whenever Drake and him would like collaborate, Pusha T made it known. He was like, yo, whenever Kanye was working with Drake, Pusha T couldn't be in the studio. So he fucks with Drake. And if this is all for promo, cool. My issue is you do shit and people are just like, you know what? That's cool. When he put Drake's address out, you know, people's response was, well, everybody knows Drake's address. Sure, but at the same time. The thing for me is like, sure, yes, we do know Drake's address, but you just going out here, you fucking Kanye West. If he would have done the same thing, imagine that in reverse. If Kanye would have gotten his address put out there by Drake, where his kids live, where his wife live, and shit like that.
Yeah, right.
He would have made that a whole thing. Like, oh, my family decided you're trying to, you know, sabotage us and
right.
Exactly. Yeah, I just,
but
you know,
again,
oh.
Kanye is crazy, and everybody knows Jay-Z. That's why he don't deal with him.
Absolutely.
So the tactics to me are really like, as you are saying them out loud, I can see the pattern with the Kardashian family, and I'm starting to believe in the Kardashian curse as well. Like, mm-hmm. something about those women when they get with men, things just start being all fucked up. I don't know what it is about them. And maybe the men were already fucked up and they just were hiding these parts so well. And then they are now in like this public eye to a certain level that, you know, I don't know. Maybe they can't handle it because they're doing the Kardashian.
Well, but I'll
I feel like they attract toxicity. The Kardashians are toxic. They have toxic relationships. Like, it's just all toxic.
Yeah. I'll take it one step further. The Kardashian, the daughters and the mother and all that, they get broken men who have issues or, you know, miss relationships with their families, more specifically their moms. Think about it. Scott, I don't know his mom, never met his mom. More importantly, they don't talk about his fucking mom, you know, whoever she is. Kanye, obviously, Donda West is, you know, gone. Rest in peace to her. They saw vulnerability in that because I'm telling you this now. Donda wouldn't be with the shit.
You think so?
Absolutely not. She would not be with this.
With the, not with at that all. Whole slavery rant, that any parent would be embarrassed of their child.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, tying it all in, because we're going to wrap it up. When it comes to, like, this Drake versus, like, Donda thing, the Certified Lover Boy versus Donda, people are going to continue to talk about Certified Lover Boy throughout the fall. Kanye is going to have an antic in the next like couple of weeks. And we're going to be like, okay, we're not talking about Donda anymore. We're talking about the next thing that Kanye's done. And now that the album is actually out, he can't go and be like, you know what I'm going to do? Go on tour. Nigga, we done seen the tour 3 times already. We've heard the album 3 times before it came out. You did the tour already. And more importantly, like, now people know that, hey, you know what? I spent money on Kanye and I'm a fan of Kanye, and they're trying to convince themselves that the album isn't garbage, when in all actuality, we just played just 5 songs and we played it against Drake, not, you know, to play favoritism or something like that. There were some brownie points for Kanye. My issue, for me, in my personal opinion, it sounds like it was recorded in a hallway. It sounded like he wasn't enthused about it. And to slap your mom's name on the album, like, that's not honoring her. We went from Dear Mama to that.
Do you feel like he's trying to represent some type of rebirth of himself? He's burning the memory of the home. He's burning himself, like some type of reincarnation of himself. He's changing his name.
He's going to rise from the ashes like the phoenix.
That's what makes the shit worse. The rebirth of you, including burning a childhood home, changing your name, the name that your mom gave you that was honored in her name. You changed all that. For what? And then you do it on an album that you named after her. It's weird to me. And I don't want to get into any conspiracy theories about it. I'm just going to say this because this is the Certified Lover Boy episode. We won't be doing a Donda one. This is the most you're going to get from me for Donda. It's probably going to be in the archives for a while. I have listened to it. I told
like
you a
that
total
Jesus Lord song.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There are songs on it that are great. But for me, I can't find a scenario outside of when I have to talk about Kanye to actually play the album. None of the songs that we pick at random, other than the one with Lauryn Hill, gets bumped in the whip. It don't get bumped in the speakers. I can't take a shot. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on that Kanye. Yeah. Honestly and truthfully, like, knowing the antics behind all that shit with the album, I couldn't even drive to church listening to it. Because I'd be like, yo, like, it just feels disingenuous, especially knowing what he's done. It's like,
I didn't know you put those people through that stuff. Like, that's crazy to me.
Telling people they can't have this is the same man who had his wife. Granted, that's his wife. Yes. He's had her butt-ass naked on a bike. This is you. This is you,
butt-ass
sir.
Butt-ass naked on a bike and posted on his Instagram butt-ass naked in the bed sipping coffee with her butt crack out.
Yo, this is the same dude who said if he could, he would fuck his sister. Talking about Kim's sister, Kylie. I remember this shit. Hold on, let me see if I can find the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. He was like, you even got some sisters. Something about all the sisters he would fuck. He was wild about that.
Yeah, let me see. Where's the song was called Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Ecstasy. What does he say? He says, You got sick thoughts. I got more. You got a sister-in-law you would smash. I got four of them. Damn, is those your sisters? Did something unholy to them pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub.
Yeah, weirdo. That's
Kanye.
We divorced after that. Because look on your mom.
Like, yo, right, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, yo, and the thing is, you didn't say it in secret. You said it where somebody can hear that shit and just continuously talk about it. Like, what? But for me, man, it's just Kanye's, like, blatant disrespect. And I don't want to make it, like, a Democrat or Republican thing for him. For me, and, you know, and the two black women that are on this show, for him to say some shit like slavery was a choice, I cut him off right then and there. I was like, you know what?
Well, you know, I don't think he meant it like that, but we got to also start remembering rappers are not smart.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Like,
I get that.
They say rappers
aren't. Rappers aren't smart, but you can't put yourself in rooms where you acting like you're the smartest person in it. You can't go to
TMZ.
Yeah, he went to the Apple store and he's making these same proclamations while wearing a fucking USPS suit, talking that same shit. He's doing concerts in fucking BDSM clothes and shit. It's like, what are we doing, dude? Like, this is weird, man. You walking around looking like Hellraiser. And you gave us a garbage ass album. Like, it can't be everything and nothing at once, man. So, without being disrespectful to Kanye, man, Donda, I will not listen to it again out of respect for his mom and that legacy, because that did not honor her at all. Coming from Hey Mama and all the love that we know that he had for her, that's how you honor her? Burning your childhood home, setting yourself on fire the week after, or 2 weeks after you ascended into heaven? What the fuck are you doing, man? Like, I'm done. I've said enough. And Kanye, I think I'm officially, after this episode, when it comes to Kanye, when it comes to Kim's and the Kris Jenner's, the Jenner family, the Kardashian family and stuff like that, all respects to them and them kids, man. Them kids, you know, I hope that they do good. I hope that that family does good. But more importantly, I need Kanye to get all the help that he can possibly get. And if the doctors are telling him to take his meds, I'm not going to go and prescribe him anything differently. But what we do know historically is Kanye is not well. So whatever it's going to take for him to just be at a better place, be it with or without the prescriptions, according to him, that's fine. Me personally, as a fan of Kanye, the shit that I've seen, I don't want. I don't want none of it.
Right.
Keep all that. Keep Donda. Keep, honestly, Jesus is King, because that was disingenuous. Kids see ghosts. Yay. I'll take Life of Pablo and everything that happened before that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with the Hennessy bottle at the MTV Awards. I'm cool with the fact that, actually, you know what? One last thing. You notice after the whole situation with, like, Amber Rose and shit, she started changing. She started doing the slut walks and shit. And now she got, like, her kids' names tattooed on her forehead and stuff. Like, there's something weird there, man. But you know what? I've said enough. Let's get these voicemails out.
They're going to do anything to make themselves relevant, you know?
Absolutely.
That's just what it is.
Absolutely. Hold on. We got two voicemails from y'all. We're going to wrap it up.
Hey, but I kind of agree on Kanye with that whole slavery thing, because black people, all ever since history started, they started killing each other. And then what God did was send people, you know, to punish them. So I don't know, man. I kind of see what he's getting into.
Y'all have anything to say about that?
Can we just not even get into that conversation?
Yeah, I won't.
Wait, what happened? I didn't even hear it. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, he said nothing. But we got another voicemail from him. Let's see.
In reality, I don't think there's a curse. I think that they're just too loyal. And then when somebody breaks their loyalty, you feel me? Like, loyalty over royalty, bro. Like, that's how it goes, bro. If you don't do that, bro, you destroy yourself. So all the men destroy themselves. That's it.
That's facts. But the Kardashians, once you wrong them, you're out for life.
Exactly. Name a man in their family that has honestly prospered as a result of that.
Travis Scott.
Nope. And mind you, when it comes to Travis, he might be the closest, but even now, like, if you look at him, it's like, yo, like, he's already been, I don't want to say kind of, like, off, but, like, remember he was just, like, jumping off of stages, fighting people and shit like that. Now he's just kind of, like, he's, like, a mute. He just don't talk. He don't really speak. He hate taking pictures and shit. And it's like,
he's
like,
dead now.
I thought that was because he was ugly. You know how some people know they're ugly and they just don't fuck with it? I always assumed that was the issue with him. Like, he just knew he was ugly, so he never really wanted to take pictures.
Yeah, it could be that. But looking at the history of, like, all the men, which to me, it's ironic looking at, like, the system that family works in. You had Chloe, she dated Lamar. He had the overdoses and stuff like that. Thank God he's still alive. Then, you know, he's beefing with the new baby daddy. And, you know, that shit's weird. Then you have, what's her name, Courtney. We already talked about the Travis Barker thing and the fact that her baby daddy dating 18-year-olds and shit. As if, like, his kids ain't 11. So there's that. then you got Kim. And I can't say too much bad about Kim, because she's trying to make herself right by doing, like, the law school and the legal stuff and things like that, but she's like guilt by association. It's like every time she does something right, it's like Kanye fucks something up. And it's like, how the fuck, this isn't how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be the opposite way. Like, she's doing all the law reforms and, you know, getting people out of jail, and then Kanye's talking about slavery was a choice. And, like, what's in, like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like a warped world, like, that we're living in.
She was like, you know, he has a disease, and I'm gonna try to stick by him. That's my husband.
But that's she said that, and this is my personal opinion. This is not fact. She said that shit because she had a show to promote. And the moment that show ended, she filed for fucking divorce. There's no use for you anymore.
But I think that divorce was fake, just so he can, at his album release, have the rekindling.
Yeah, because his thing.
Think so. Don't, because she took pictures. The paparazzi had pictures of her crying in the car, trying to help them when he came out and called her mother and all those kind of names. Out of all of the Kardashians, I think that Kim is the most emotionally unstable. She can't control her emotions as much as Khloe can. Yep. A lot of times, things can be bothering them. Exactly. She's the most emotionally unstable, so I don't think those moments that we see are fake or props. I truly believe that she's tired. You have to remember, this lady has, what, 4 children with this man? You don't change your life in that kind of major way just to turn around and want to be divorced. I believe her when she says that she feels like a failure. Because that is, I'm speaking as a woman at this point, it ain't even about rich, poor, whatever. When you marry somebody, you're thinking you're going to commit yourself to them forever. She's already said she feels like a failure because this is her third marriage. Of course she was trying to stick it out. Who wants that to end? You're already being ridiculed and judged. And now here I am again in the same boat with my husband going crazy. And I'm voting for Democrats. He's supporting a fucking crazy-ass Republican. Like you said, she's doing all of these positive things. He's doing all of these negatives. I feel like the last resort for her was the divorce because she still has an image to uphold. And as far as I'm concerned, she ain't trying to be a part of the cancel culture. She's like, look, I'm Kim. I'm good. I don't even want a part of this controversy that comes with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't need the negativity. I don't need that attention. You know what I mean? And I think that's going to be her glow. Going to be her glow up, separating herself from him.
Yep. I wish all well because, I've had enough of them. But that being said, Certified Lover Boy actually won. And, I mean, there's nothing Kanye can do about it other than, honestly, maybe, like, remix the Donda album or come out with another album. Or, honestly, just, like, stop that beef. That beef shit is trash at this point. It's gotten so overdone. It's like overcooked rice. It's like we might have to eat it because there ain't nothing left. But you know what? Like, we ain't going to enjoy this shit. And it goes for Drake, too. Like, all right, Drake, you addressed everything you addressed on Certified Lover Boy with this beef. Cool. People mentioned about the fact that he leaked that song with Andre 3000 and people like, oh, that's the best song that Drake released. Guess what? Kanye didn't release it though. That's what we were hoping for. So I don't want to hear that, but all in all for me, I didn't give my ranking for the Certified Lover Boy. I'm actually going to give that a 7.5 The reason why I'm going to give it a 7.5 and not higher is because coming from my personal, like, you know, like Nothing Was the Same or Take Care and stuff like that, that are like nines in my personal opinion. This right here, it's like he's on autopilot. He came off with The Views and then The Scorpion and then The Care Package, Dark Lanes. He just an autopilot. And Drake knows all he has to do is just like chalk on a track and it's going to be fire because it's fucking Drake. And right now that's like, yeah, it's just like a 7 for me. Like he can coast at a 7 and he's fine. He's doing what a lot of artists wish they could do. Like Jay wish, and I know this is going to sound like blasphemy, but Jay wished he could just literally stay at autopilot. Like, remember he did the Black Album. He had like a constant run of like 8.5s, 9s, and 10s when it came to albums, right? And then after Kingdom Come, the shit got real dicey. We were sitting here like, yo, like, you had the Black Album. Just stay on the coast of the Black Album. That's okay. Nobody's right. complaining about the Black Album. If he would have retired and came back and did like Black Album 2 or something of that vein, cool. But he came back and he was telling us how we were lesser than him and shit, talking about, you know, how he's this, and this. And then like Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, we can't buy Basquiat's and shit like that. Drake talking about some relatable shit that regardless if you're 19 or 37, that shit matters.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So what I feel about that is that I just had a conversation with someone about this. I feel like when you get to a certain point in your career and it's been decades for you, you start to become unrelatable. Your life is no longer something that your audience can relate to. We don't have anything right. in common with him. His new reality, which is something that he may want to speak on, is like someone speaking French to someone who only speaks English. It's not, mm-hmm. it's not for us anymore. You know exactly. what I mean? And it happens to a lot of artists, whether it's because they're rich or even with the ones that always have broken hearts and then they fall in love, they're no longer relatable. Fuck you, man. I didn't want to hear you sing mm-hmm. about how love made you full. Bitch, I loved you because your nigga broke your heart and you were crying on 11 out of your 15 tracks. Like, that's what I needed from you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Facts. I'm going to play these last two voicemails. We're going to do our social medias and get up out of here. So I think y'all got some more shit to say.
Craig, you sounded a little emotional. I apologize, you know, if I hurt mm-hmm. your feelings, but that's just facts. It's just facts. You got to search the facts. Don't deny the facts. Accept it.
What facts did he say?
Because he didn't come with any dates. He didn't come with any biblical names. He just said, just like the times when and God brought people down. And the, mm-hmm. I just can't. You know, when you get to talking that to me, you got to give me chapters. You have to give me verses. You got to give me, like, the real kind of verses, not this music shit we talking about. You got to bring some real proof to me. So when you just come in with assumption or
exactly.
You know, you do that little roundabout talk. I don't entertain that. So we thank you for your input. It was, absolutely. You know, acknowledged, but we're going to now leave that where it is.
Basically. But actually, you know what? Let me entertain him for like 45 seconds, if you don't mind. I ain't going to say shit. I'm going to just entertain him for 45 seconds. I'm going to put myself on mute and just talk, if you don't mind.
Drug the fuck out, bro. I was drugged out.
What you're about to see comes with a warning.
Everyone listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids.
No, it's not especially graphic or obscene. It's just all very Kanye.
Do you feel that I'm feeling? Do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
In fact, maybe the most Kanye thing since...
I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Or
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Today, Wes was sharing his love for a different prez than on TMZ.
I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like,
but that was just the tip of the iceberg from an interview that will surely be talked about for years.
I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction. Because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction.
Plastic surgery, he says, that came with a prescription for painkillers that was followed by addiction, then that 2016 breakdown.
Rescue 41, psychiatric emergency.
I was taking 2 pills a day at that time. When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given? 7.
Then there was that thing Wes said about slavery.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all?
That was the comment that crossed the line for at least one TMZ staffer.
We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. And brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
Go ahead, y'all. You got 2 more voicemails.
Okay.
Bro, I said a whole message, bro. You said I said nothing. That's misleading right there. Okay, so, for example, go read the Bible, like America itself. The indigenous tribes, they were killing each other. They were raping each other's women. So the European, they came and conquered them. That was their punishment. Go search it up. Go search this up. You guys are so intelligent. Go search it up.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're bringing the conversation, so you should bring the education. If you feel like what you're saying is fact, that's what you should do. If I do a fucking paper, I can't just leave out the synopsis, dumbass. I gotta provide you with hardcore evidence. What are you talking about?
Yo, here's the thing. How you gonna tell us to do the facts? How you do the facts? You're telling us do facts, and you can't stay on topic. We sit here talking about fucking Kanye, and you talking about indigenous people, and this is like, what? What?
That's what I'm saying. There are people who are mentally on the same level as Kanye, and that's why they love him. Because they're all fucking crazy and they just all they're all on the same page, and it's a page that people who are in the clear sound place in life,
my man
have
said
a
that
clear
was
sound mind. they can't relate to that shit.
400 years, that sounds like a choice to me.
I'm kind of fucked up. I'm fucked up at homeboy saying indigenous people were just raping each other. Like, did we completely like erase history and the fact that
that's
like,
revisionist
it wasn't
history?
Like what? Yes. Like what? You know what? I'm not even going to honor that shit. Nah, don't leave no more voicemails, bro. It's not.
Hold on, wait, go back.
Nah, he gets no bump in his ride. That's crazy. That's stupid. And I don't even want to. He's telling us to do research. He heard the video and he's still leaving voicemails. Like, so we're done. Like, what? That's stupid. Like, yo, when did he say, like, slavery was a choice? I kind of agree with him. You agree with that? You agree with what he said out of his mouth?
You know, some people just look for arguments. They look for
contrary.
Like, yeah, I don't get that. Like, if I'm listening to something and I don't agree with it, I just be like, man, I don't really agree with that shit. I change the channel. You know what I mean? But like, to get on there and be like, I just don't like what they're saying. I'm going to throw some shit. Like, bro, it's not going to change our minds. We're speaking from our own personal point of views. Everyone's not going to agree, but you can't keep throwing that shit out there thinking it's going to move something. It's not.
Yeah. But God bless you, bro. Like, I don't have the mental capacity today for that one. We said what we said, and I'm standing on it. I want Kanye to get out of his dreams for real. Because right now, like he's not well, and I wish all the best for him. And just like that guy said, like, he was incredibly hurt. I've been hurt by Kanye way too many times. And I'm sure he'll probably say, well, you sound hurt, bro. Somebody who you actually care about, when they do things to you and your community that they share with you, they hurt us. And he continues to hurt us. And now he's profiting off of the hurt by even incorporating his dead mother into it. If that's not some hurtful shit for your ass, I don't know what to tell you. So with that being said, man, that's our show. So Shay, Chris, let them know where they can find you on social media. So actually, nah, they don't need to know that, because then these motherfuckers gonna go and try to troll the social media. That's not happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, we'll see y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.